Danielle reached out to us at Ben and Kelly Show, sent us this message.
Hey, I have a weird question. You're both attractive people and are married to attractive people. Aww. So maybe you have personal experience with this. That was very nice.
That was very nice.
But you can ask your listeners, what are the things you have to deal with if you have an extremely attractive partner? I ask because I've been dating my boyfriend for 2 years and he gets attention everywhere we go. Older women hit on him relentlessly. I guess this is a good problem to have, but it starts to get a little crazy and make me feel a little insecure when we're out at an event and women are bold enough to approach him and ask right in front of me if he'd be interested in trying an open relationship. Wow. Again,
that is bold.
Yes, I know these are first world problems, and I feel lucky to have a boyfriend that others find so alluring, but it can take a toll on a lady's mental health knowing that there's a line of women outside the door just waiting for you to break up.
Mm.
Thanks, guys. Love your show.
Okay, that's an interesting take. Like, I didn't even think of the whole mental aspect of it.
Yeah.
Knowing that, okay, if I slip up or if we break up, he's not going to have an issue 1 second.
Or keeping your insecurities in check.
Right.
Especially if you have like really, really pretty women coming up and constantly hitting 100%. On your boyfriend. And like you're probably in the back of your mind always wondering, oh, is one of these times like someone's going to catch his eye and be like, yeah, I need to upgrade?
Right. Exactly. No, I guess I could see that. And you know. Yes, first world problem, sure. Wouldn't we all love to have that issue, right?
Exactly.
But
like I'm dating a supermodel.
Right, right. But I could understand where you could, even if you have a great, you know, you've been dating him for 2 years, so obviously you like him as a person, he likes you as a person.
Yes, you should feel some security.
You should.
The fact that you guys have been together that long.
Right.
But I'll tell you, if anybody ever complimented, you know, my husband, I always took it as a compliment. You know, if they come up and think he's attractive, then I take that as a compliment. Thank you very much.
Yeah. Okay. Not that it's a.
I don't see it as like a threat.
A threat. Right. Exactly.
Yes.
Not a threat.
Yeah.
Interesting. We got a text from a listener. My husband just told me that he's easily a Louisville 8. But a Cincinnati 7. Wait a minute.
Cincinnati has hotter guys?
I think Louisville is higher than Cincinnati.
Really?
They call it the Nasty Natty for a reason.
The Nasty Natty.
Listen, I'm from Ohio. We looked, and I'm from Columbus originally. We looked down on Cincinnati.
Oh.
I got to be honest.
Oh.
I mean, we were like, oh, Cincinnati. That's like hillbilly country.
Oh.
Yeah, right?
Listen, that's home of Nick Lachey.
Okay, sure. Nick Lachey.
And his brother. The other one.
Okay, so wait. All right, so let's use some other neighboring cities. If you're a Louisville 8, what are you in Indianapolis?
Oh. Are there really, like, super attractive people in Indy?
I don't think so.
Maybe Broad Ripple.
No, I don't think so.
Maybe in that area.
So I think if you are...
My girlfriend Kelly's there, and she was homecoming queen in high school, and she's very pretty.
So I think if you are a Louisville 8, you are in Indianapolis 10.
Oh.
Yeah, I got to think that.
What a compliment.
What about St. Louis?
See, Kelly, I'm just thinking you're in St. Louis, you're like a 12, right? If you're a little
You're saying they got smacked on every single stick going falling out of the ugly tree?
I think so, yeah. Just from news coverage I've seen.
News coverage? Kelly's like,
really, Kelly's I was like, a child when I was last there to see the arch. That was impressive, but
that's about all they've got going for them there in the Lou.
And a really cool tourist destination. That's about it.
So if you, so Kelly, if you as maybe a Louisville 8, we're just going to keep 8 as you're attractive, but not like supermodel status.
I feel like I could, my glamour factor could be amped up if I went to St. Louis.
So if you went to St. Louis, you'd be definitely probably a 12.
Maybe. Not sure. I don't even know where I rank in Louisville standards sure how to make
Morgan
this.
Says, if you're a Louisville 8, you're a Nashville 3. You know what? Ooh. Nashville, over the past 10 years, has definitely amped it up.
They're very stylish. They're like all the country stars live there.
They're
very
like the
people.
L.A. of like the Midwest
they
South.
They are.
Yeah.
They're the Midwest L.A.
Yeah, they really are. And they're not even Midwest.
That's true.
So, all right. we'd love to hear more of this.
Oh,
all right.
Wow. Bye. Kelly from Crescent Hill. Columbus looks down on everyone. I'm a Pensacola 8 or a Pensacola 9.
Pensacola, Florida 9.
Yeah. All right.
All right. All right. So tell us what you are here in Louisville and then where you'd be somewhere else. All right. Where does
Louisville
rank? I don't
think we're helping
rank?
Danielle at all, though.
Come on. We are.
Are
and
we?
I don't know. And if you want to talk about Danielle's issue, that's cool, too. 502-795-1997. There's nothing like Derby Week to really bring out the attractive people here in our city, right?
Uh-huh. I mean, you're dressed to the nines. You're putting on your best looks.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. I mean, originally we were talking about Danielle, who she has a very, very attractive boyfriend. And
yeah, and then we quickly just sidestepped her whole issue and just went into like, okay, if we were like an 8 in Louisville, what are we ranked in other cities? Started just ranking ourselves.
Cheyenne said, I'm from Louisville. I'd consider myself a decent 7, but I have family in Atlanta, and I'd probably be about a 4. If I'm being graceful, Atlanta has a lot of attractive people.
Wow. Ooh.
All right, so if you're a 7 in Louisville, you're a 4 in Atlanta. We've already said that if you're an 8 in Louisville, you're a 3 in Nashville.
Yeah, that is that is harsh. That's a harsh realization.
Got another message. 10 years ago, I moved to the beach with my boyfriend right after we moved there. He casually brought up that I was a 9 in Louisville, but a 5 in South Florida. Oh, my God.
Oh, my
gosh. Like, wow, honey, you're hot compared to the people at home, but...
We weren't even on that topic. We didn't last much longer, LOL. I mean, what in his brain made him think she was going to take that well?
Yeah, it's a compliment. Honey, you're a 9 in Louisville, but here you're maybe about a 5.
Seriously, I would die.
You know, he probably thought he was doing you a favor. That's what he probably thought.
In what way?
Tony texted in and said, I'm a Louisville 7, Cleveland 13, LOL. Oh, jeez.
All right. Okay.
That's too funny.
Are we basing that off of Drew Carey? That's really the first name that pops into my head when I think of Cleveland. Cleveland rocks. You know, that show, Drew Carey show.
Yeah, yeah. That's I mean, really LeBron James is Cleveland, too. So some people consider him attractive. But
okay.
Anyway. Kelly from Crescent Hill said, I'm a Pensacola 9.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
So is Pensacola like a bunch of old fuddy-duddies?
Maybe.
That's Florida, right?
Yes.
Okay.
See, I feel like there's different areas of, like, Boca Raton, I feel like that's a bunch of old people, right? So we probably would fare well there.
You'd probably fare well there. But
West
not in
Palm
South...
is a mixed bag. A mixed bag.
I was going to say, but not in South Florida. South Florida, man, even if you are rolling in a 9 or a 10 here in Louisville, you got
to
be...
You're doing Tampa, Miami. I mean, supermodels live there. Shoot. You're going to have to amp up your game.
Ashley texted and says, you know, I'd say I'm probably a 6 or 7 here in Louisville, but London, Kentucky, my hometown, I'm a 15. That's right. That's right.
Dude, that's great.
Ashley, you walk into that hometown, you strutting your stuff going, hey, you know what? I know I could get anybody here.
I feel like there's an area for everyone where you are going to be top of the heap.
Which we've determined that if you're just average here, go to places like St. Louis, Cleveland.
Cincinnati?
Oh, my gosh. I was waiting for someone to say this.
Like Clarksville?
Bethany said, I'm a Louisville 7, a Clarksville 11.
Oh, shot fired. That is not even right. That's not right.
Those are our brethren over there in Southern Indiana.
They're right across the bridge. That is. Oh,
shoot.
That's not nice.
All right. All right. Anyways, thank you. We had fun. Hey, let's post this on Facebook. Can we do that?
Are we doing that?
Why not?
Oh, wait, should we? first post Danielle's issue so that if people want to still trick, because again, we have abandoned her completely.
and you know what? We truly are sorry about that, Danielle, but sometimes right. the show just takes a little path of its own.
Yeah. So we'll post her issue up there and then our little side conversation. So you can comment on both or just go down the side street, whatevs.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. If you're a Louisville 7, where are you elsewhere?
Okay.
All right.
Okay. We're starting with 7, not 8?
Well, or 8. Yeah. 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 Let's say 8. Let's say 8. If you're a Louisville 8, where are you elsewhere? Because, you know, if you've traveled to other places, that would
be. This is such a dangerous conversation because I don't even want to get into like people tossing out numbers for us. Like, I don't want to know where I fall in that spectrum. I don't think I want to know.
Oh, I'm sure if someone from
Louisville.
I'm sure if someone from Cincinnati heard us, they'd be like, or someone from St. Louis or Cleveland heard us, they'd be like, Sorry if my voice changed there a little bit.
But I've always felt like that we have defied expectations with radio people in general, right?
Oh, I feel are you talking about just us?
Yes, they expect radio people to not be very attractive because we're not seen, right?
Yeah.
Like we're not pretty enough for TV.
Right, no.
So they just, we end up in radio land. But yeah. I feel like we've, by and large, you know, surprise people, which I've always taken as a compliment.
Oh, well, that's so nice.
I'm not going to put a number on it. I don't want a number.
At Ben and Kelly Show, if you want to participate in our fun little scale on 99.7 DJX.